the end.
Oh my god. Oh no. Hello, fellow Nerf Herders, and welcome to the Imperial Senate Podcast. I am your host, Claire Stribling, and joining me tonight are my crazy co-hosts, Charlie, Kristen, and Nikki. So how are you guys doing?
Great.
Yay.
Better now.
Well, I'm good.
Doing fantastic. It's coming home, guys.
It's coming home.
What a time to be alive.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, they're talking about the World Cup.
Oh.
That's our other podcast. Is that still going
on? Every time I get on Twitter, I constantly see updates about it. I'm like, it's not over yet?
Get out of here.
Never.
The other day, we were, because I was around my friend's house, just enjoying the sun. We watched the football match, obviously. Jumping around, having a few drinks. We started to go for a little walk, because there was a festival going on. Within that 20-minute walk, I can't tell you how many cars beeped at us, it's coming home. Shouting out the window, beeping at us. And, of course, you think, oh, this stranger is talking to me. What do I? You immediately shout back, it's coming home.
Of course you got to do that.
It's a joyful communal spirit. It's been fun.
I actually have this is really not related to the World Cup, but I actually have a funny story related to people yelling out of cars. And it's Star Wars related, so.
Nice.
So my boss at work, he watched the Star Wars movies when he was a kid, and he like hadn't watched them. He's just like, I'm a Star Wars guru, and he like tries to do Star Wars trivia with me and loses. And anyway, so we just talk a lot of Star Wars at work, and he kept joking about how he was Jabba the Hutt, and I'm like, you keep saying that, I'm gonna get you a Jabba shirt, and he's like, nah, you're not. And then a couple months later, I actually went ahead and like did it. And so now he owns one Jabba the Hutt t-shirt. And he was walking around downtown Chicago. He was in like the Loop or something, going to like bars with his friends, and wore the Jabba the Hutt t-shirt. And at like two in the morning, somebody saw him roll down the window while he's walking drunk down the street. And he just goes, go home, you fucking Star Wars geek.
Like, oh my god.
And so he came when I saw him at work the next day. He's like, you're never gonna believe what happens to me. Is this your life? I'm like, no, it's not, but that's awesome. I'm so happy. It
but
happened
it's your
to you.
Life now.
It is. Welcome.
Well, I just moved to Boston.
Yay, so, you're back on the podcast.
Those of you who are looking to just drop everything at the drop of a hat and just move somewhere, moving is expensive, so just prepare your funds for that. But it's exciting, and I've started my classes for my grad program. So yay/also going back to school is stressful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yay, edumacating yourself. That's awesome.
Hooray, getting those student loans, you know, just piling up.
That's what it's
yay.
About.
Getting poor.
Woohoo.
It's about paying the system.
It's great. It's
that's wonderful. What I. That's what I got out of school.
It's great. Life is great.
Yay! And I'm so happy you're finally back with us now that your life is starting to get normal-ish again.
Oh my gosh! I didn't realize how much would be like uprooted with this. I just thought, oh, I'll just move over there and we'll be fine. I just need like a few days. No.
Psych.
No. I was very wrong. Yes. So yeah. I'm glad to be back amongst some type of normalcy. I'm getting into some type of rhythm, but I think once I'm actually in a classroom, I'll be able to get more of a established rhythm going.
Yay.
Oh, I do have a cool story though. Okay. This is like, I've peaked. It's all downhill from here. So we stayed in New York for a day. It was our last place that we were going to stay before we drove to Boston because it was going to be like a four-hour drive. So New York was awesome, blah, 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 whatever. So we're leaving like the city, and there's an entire road that's been blocked off because a movie is being filmed. And we're like, oh, cool. Like, New York City is a place for filming movies. And so they get it to where all of us actually are able to go through the block. They cleared it all out so the cars could go. And we were at a stoplight for the longest time. And I look over to my right, I'm in the passenger side, and the window's down. And there's a chick that's kind of like dressed in retro 70s regalia. And so me and Brant were kind of like theorizing what the movie could be. And I was pointing, I was like, oh, there's a chick in a 70s outfit. I wonder if she's part of the cast. And then she looks over at us. Guys, it's fucking Melissa McCarthy. What? She looks right at us. And I'm like so shell-shocked. I don't know what to do. I'm just looking at her. And Brant leans over. He's like, hey, Melissa. And she waves at us. We wave at her. And I was like, oh, my God. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
That's so funny.
Anyway.
Wait, did you figure out what movie it was? Did you see what?
I have no idea. I think I went on her IMDb page to see if there was any upcoming films that she was working on.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really see anything that stood out to me. But that was just so cool. I was like, what?
All in good time.
Is that Melissa McCarthy?
That's funny. So good.
But yeah. Hey, why don't we talk about Star Wars? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
But so now episode 9 has just started filming, which makes it feel a little bit closer to home despite the 2019 release. So it might be kind of fun to talk about our episode 9 predictions and where you think that story might be headed.
Oh, man.
Man. I have no idea. In the barrel, Claire.
Sorry.
Nikki, what do you think's gonna happen?
Oh, me? Oh, goodness. Yeah. I don't know. I think we're probably gonna have a time jump, I'd say. Let's say that's a safe bet. I doubt we'll have the sort of super quick turnaround between episodes like we did between 7 and 8. I don't know, depending on how far they would do that, really. That sort of sets up what the whole tone is. Like, if they go really far in the future, you know, the First Order could be totally in charge of everything, and maybe the new rebellion has been built up a little. I think that's what's so crazy about 9. Like, Last Jedi's ending is so... It doesn't really point to anything obvious. It can really be anything after that. So... I'm just excited to see what the first sort of promo is, just to see what they set the table with.
I think so. The major questions people are asking about episode 9 is, will Kylo Ren / Ben Solo be redeemed? Will we see Luke Skywalker in there as a Force ghost somehow? And then, of course, what are they going to do with General Leia since Carrie Fisher's passing? As far as Ben Solo's redemption goes, I'm on the fence. I always think that there is always a chance to go back and redeem yourself. We clearly saw that with Darth Vader. When Luke Skywalker at the end of Return of the Jedi threw away his lightsaber and said, I am a Jedi like my father before me. And Darth Vader was like, oh, Luke, you're doing me a proud. And then he was redeemed in the end. However, personally, I don't know if I want Kylo Ren to be redeemed. I think what happened at the end of The Last Jedi sort of solidified his standing with the First Order and becoming Supreme Leader. It sort of reminded me when I watched Solo, A Star Wars Story, when Kira decided to join Crimson Dawn full on and potentially become a major leader in it. So that made me think, you know, maybe Kylo Ren is at a place where he no longer wants to be Ben Solo. So my theory with episode 9 is that, you know, maybe they'll kind of play on the idea of, well, maybe he wants to be redeemed, but ultimately he doesn't want to, and something will happen in that regard. I do agree with you, Nikki. I think there is going to be some sort of time jump involved. Mm-hmm. I think that would make the most sense, especially with, you know, General Leia's situation. And I, one thing that I really want to see in episode 9 is Rey sort of helping Finn potentially train him to become like a Jedi as well, kind of like adding to the mix. That would be really cool. Yes, that's sort of my speculation about episode 9. I know it's going to be great, and I know it's going to wreck me, but I'm at least speculating those things are going to happen.
It's interesting that you say that about Finn, because I was just thinking about The Force Awakens the other day. I haven't watched it in months, which is a shame. But I was watching The Last Jedi last night, and I was thinking a lot about Finn and his potential for being Force sensitive. And I just cannot stop thinking about that scene when they're on Takodana and Hosnian Prime is about to get real blowed up. And when Finn can like hear the screams, it seems, and he like, turns around and looks in the sky, like there's got to be something there, right?
There has to be something there. And I mean, I think it follows that belief that everybody is sensitive into the sensitive to the Force in some way. Like, you know, with Maz Kanata, like when she was talking about, you know, I'm not a Jedi, but I understand the Force. It flows through all of us. You know, even training Finn to sort of have a deeper understanding of it in some way. You know, that I would be really interested to see if she does that. Or if, I don't know, fucking Rose Tico was trained to be as a Jedi. That would be so cool.
Hey.
I'm okay with that.
Do you think Rose Tico would have a rose-colored lightsaber? Oh, but that's almost dark side. Never mind.
Who cares? That would be adorable.
She'd rock it.
Or a purple lightsaber.
Oh, taken after my boy Mace.
Bring it back.
My boy.
Yes.
What about you, Charlie? What do you think is going to happen in episode 9?
Nothing. I'm not sure. Yeah, like all you guys said, I feel like there will be a time jump. I feel like it'll be sort of... even in Return of the Jedi... Even in Return of the Jedi, there was almost a little... Like, everyone sort of matured a bit from when we last saw them. So maybe we see the same this time where... Like Poe Dameron is now in charge of the rebellion, or perhaps Connix will be in charge of the rebellion, because that's what I want. And yeah, like I feel like Rey will be more set in. She would have learnt some of the Jedi stuff in the books. Luke is definitely going to be in the film, 100%. I mean, Mark Hamill, I think, was letting it slip a little bit the other day, and his daughter Chelsea had to get involved. And like, don't mention it. Which is always fun. And, you know, like, he's going to promote it anyway, because you know that you can't have Star Wars without Luke. He's there. He's going to be in it. I'm more interested to see if we'll actually get Hayden Christensen back. Now, that's what I truly want.
I would love that so much.
I need Anakin back. There is something... If you're going to set up Kylo Ren and Ben Solo to be so influenced by Darth Vader, even though he says he's throwing away the past, but he was clearly... You know, delving into that history of his grandfather. And with JJ back, I feel like he'll, even though he's pushed it away, he wants to do better than obviously Anakin did. I feel like that you almost have to have Anakin back to disown him. And try to bring him back. As for Leia, obviously it's heartbreaking that we don't get Carrie in this. I do expect to see Carrie though at the end. Like, I know people say it's cheesy, but if we see like a Force ghost of Leia,
I will listen. I will lose my shit if that happens. Like if she's like a Force ghost, just smiling at all her little Resistance babies, I will lose it. I will ugly cry in the theater. I will cause a scene. I will get kicked out of the theater for causing a scene. It will destroy me.
The thing that I'm interested in, like this is an idea I'm going to pitch, but I know a lot of people are going to attack me on Twitter and say you're a fool. But
well, that already happens, so it's all right. Go for it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if it happened in cinema, it'd be one of those big sort of The Last Jedi sort of type debates where people would be like, why do they do that? It sucks. But if you saw Leia like appear as a Force ghost, and then like a few seconds later, right next to her, like maybe holding hand or like just next to her with Luke and stuff, Han appears.
Ugh. The thing is, while I'm total shill and I would like sob over every second of that, then there'd be the little practical part in my brain that'd be like, but Qui-Gon says that there's a lot of training that goes into that. He wasn't ready to like show up in his corporeal form in Clone Wars. I'm such a nerd, but
get it, girl.
That's true. I just feel like Leia or Han wouldn't have the kind of training that would allow them to reappear in ghosty form. Although if Leia, you know, has been reading some books on the side and just shows up, I'd be so psyched.
Here's what's gonna happen. Leia's gonna show up Force ghost form, right? And then Qui-Gon's gonna show up Force ghost form, and they're gonna start making out. And like, what is happening?
And then the baby appears on the floor, and it's Han.
And it's Han Solo reincarnation.
And then she makes out with the baby.
Anakin's like, Qui-Gon, sir.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for our podcast. Thank you for coming in.
You know what? Apparently, Liam Neeson and Pernilla August, who played Shmi Skywalker, agreed that there was some sexual tension between Qui-Gon and Shmi. So, hey, maybe the daughter of Qui-Gon, or the daughter of Shmi, well, granddaughter of Shmi, you know, Qui-Gon might be all about that too.
Come on, like, totally there was some sexual tension. I will retweet that.
Okay, then. So, this is the ending to episode 9. So, it's like when Luke looks over, but it's Kylo Ren has been a bit redeemed, but he's in prison. But he's accepted his fate. He's with Rey. They look over their shoulders and they see Yoda, Anakin smiling. They see Obi-Wan smiling. And then Luke appears smiling. Then they're shocked because who's that? It's Leia. Oh. So 30 years. Remember, because between episode 6 and 7, there was 30 years where Luke told her all these ways of teaching her how to use her powers, which we know is canon because it's in the comics, and it's also kind of suggested by episode 8 when she starts like using the Force and stuff.
And in Bloodline, there's like a brief. And then,
yep, in Bloodline, so that's how she knows how to turn into a ghost. Who's that next to her? Han Solo. How? He's not in tune with the Force. How could this happen? Well, obviously, after you die, all the bits of the Force go off to some other places and get reborn in other things. But Leia has managed to take those parts and return him into a Force ghost figure, because she's the strongest out of all of us. But then who's that behind them? It's Qui-Gon, and it's Shmi Skywalker. And guess what they're doing, Kristen?
Tell me what they're doing.
They're making out.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
That's
and then
it.
Captain Panic.
Listen, if you want more, write your own fan fiction.
Nikki. I thought this was building to something.
You know what, Nikki? If you weren't satisfied with that ending, you can raise your own money and remake episode 9 and have it end however X-rated you want it to.
I don't know. I think I'll just harass people.
That's a better option, too. That saves money.
That seems just way worth my time.
Okay, Yoda starts, like, grabbing Obi's ass.
Now we're getting
something. Yeah, now we're onto something.
What's he doing with that cane?
Okay, don't drink water while recording.
Mine!
Oh, man, episode 9 is going to be so erotic. I'm here for it.
First, guys.
Oh, my God, I need it.
That's actually a quote from the film.
Oh, why? Why you got to be like that?
There's a dude with some traction swirling around him concerning episode 9. That's our boy Billy Dee Williams.
Mm.
Yes.
Now that...
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's a missing piece. If we're not going to have so much of the classic three, then who better than Lando? Come on, give us a taste of that.
I'd be very interested, like, if Billy Dee Williams ends up being in episode 9, obviously reprising his role as Lando. I'd be very curious to see how they would explain that, because up until this point, we assume that he's still sort of in charge of Cloud City. And so
I feel like
he's, what I was kind of thinking, I was kind of thinking on this one a little bit. And remember in episode eight, when Leia puts out that SOS on her own personal frequency, maybe he heard that, like got the message a little too late and was like, ah, damn, I couldn't help her.
He's fooling around again. Damn it, Lando.
You know, fiddling around with some droids.
He's in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom.
I was actually talking with my mom about this because she sort of said the same thing. And I was like, yeah, so like 20 minutes later, he just shows up. He's like, hey, where'd everyone go? I came to help. Where's the party?
Great. But no, I think that if we think about his like state of mind, episode 5, he clearly actually does. He's matured and he does care about those people in Cloud City. So if the First Order were going to take over the galaxy again, and we have to keep in mind that episode 7 and episode 8 happened the same week. So while it's awesome that Leia's sending out that distress call, there's like 32 people in the Resistance, and the First Order literally just blew up like 9 planets. So I feel like you can forgive Lando for not immediately going out there. Maybe he did just get it late, the message quite late.
Unless like he was doing some type of like recon work, like, you know, sure, fine, he was in charge of Cloud City, but during this 35-year break between 6 and 7, like, I don't think he was just, after the events of Return of the Jedi, I don't think he was like, okay, gonna go back to being a politician. I think that there was some sort of discussion where, you know, him, Han Solo, Leia, and a few other veterans at this point were like, okay, you know, obviously there are going to be some pockets of the Empire still out there because they've made such a huge impact. So we need to keep our ears to the ground and like always investigate. And so I'm just curious to see, like, during this time, you know, Lando was using this political sort of position he's in as a cover to continue doing recon work.
The thing I'm really interested in as well is that there's the sort of three little things I'm interested in. First of all, is that if Lando is coming back, one, I'm just super excited to see what the costume department can come up with.
Ugh.
Like, look at his capes in Empire and the Jedi. Like, I love those outfits, but think about everything they did for Solo, and now imagine that for Billy Dee. It's going to be good.
He needs a pimp cane. That's what I'm saying. Since he's, older and he kind of walks with a cane.
A pimp cane.
Yeah, he needs a Lando pimp cane real bad.
And a space hat.
Ooh.
Also, I like the idea that, one, there's like a few reunions I want to see. One, him and Nine Numb.
Yeah.
Aww. Do a little fist bump, you know. The little team we blew up the Death Star. If they made out, that'd be pretty cool.
Here
I'm
for
pansexual.
Show us the proof.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I like the idea of like introducing the characters from Battlefront 2. I have Shriven there.
That would be cool.
Because you've already introduced Zay and Shriv in the game, and we know they're part of the Resistance now. So they've got background of him. Maybe even have, you know, he's dealt with the Rebels before. Why not have a few of them on board as well?
Oh my god, I need Shriv in this movie now. I love him so much.
I think that's the sort of way you can go. Maybe they would tell that story in the potential third Battlefront game, but now that I think that there's a chance we might not get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got Maul in Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Never say never.
I mean, like, yeah, that's a standalone film, but there's like a lot of fucking lore attached with that one scene. Like, they took a shot with it. They're like, we're gonna throw Maul in here and see what happens. And I think it paid off. So bringing in other mediums that we've been using to get more knowledge with Star Wars, like bringing in, you know, characters from Battlefront 2, like, I don't think it will cause as much of an uproar and people are like, who's that? I think it'd be more of a, oh my gosh, those guys.
He's so hilarious.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I think it will work out really well.
I also think other forms of media should just go by and do the exact same thing, which is just throw more into stuff randomly, like breaking news, and then Darth Maul just appears. daytime soaps. You're not my mom. Yes.
You're right. I'm Rey's mother.
Another thing another thing with Lando, I was sort of thinking about, and it could also link back to why he potentially wouldn't have answered the call in episode 8. It's maybe Ben wanted Uncle Wanwo captured.
Oh, you listened to the audiobook too?
No. I just assumed, shot? Though. I assume that's how you say it though. But
Wanwo.
But yeah, it could be if we could get like a throwback to Return of the Jedi, and it starts off with a rescue scene and they have to go save Lando.
Oh, yes. He's Return the master of the codebreaker of our time.
Like rescuing Lando in Return of the Jedi, or like in...
No, in 9. Like, the First Order's captured him or whatever.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm on board.
Yeah.
Picking up what you're throwing down.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
And nice, I know how much you...
Nice fast-paced beginning.
Yeah. But yeah, and I know how much Charlie wants Connix to take the lead of the Resistance, but I could really see Billy Dee fill in that role as the old general from the old times coming back and leading the Resistance again against the...
Well, okay.
Well, I feel like...
I disagree with that.
Whoa.
Hear me out.
Okay.
I agree with Charlie wanting Connix to take over. I think it symbolizes that passing the torch to the younger generation. You know, it's, yes, Luke Skywalker and General Leia and Han Solo and potentially Lando are involved in some way, but the idea of Lando being out for such a long time and then jumping in and saying, okay, I'm in charge now, that would, I just think that would go not great, especially if you have powerful leaders like Poe Dameron, Connix, Rey, Rose Tico, these strong characters that have been developing, you know, seeing Connix lead, you know, and Lando like following orders from Connix or from Poe Dameron, you know, that would be really cool to see, because it would mirror this idea that, you know, yes, even though this generation is really young, they've been in this fight for a long time and they know how to go up against the First Order. They know what to look for, and we really need to trust them and trust their guidance, because, like I said, they've been in this fight much longer with the First Order, especially now that General Leia won't be there. So I like the idea of Lando being involved somehow, but I don't know if I would like him taking control and leading the Resistance.
I don't want him to be like in charge. I don't want him to be General Leia now. I could just see him being like the sagely word of advice on the outside, something that the First Order is kind of like, that the First Order is kind of like lacking, that you kind of see with like at the very beginning with all of the like rookie First Order people being like, what's going on? And then Captain Kennedy just being like, you're all so stupid. This should have been done 5 minutes ago. Like someone who's had more time in that kind of mentality for war and stuff like that. Someone who's had that experience to be like, that's a good idea, but remember this. You're like, oh yeah. And then they come up with a plan, whatever. I could see that happening.
I like that.
Almost like the Akbar Leia Resistance dynamic. Like,
for sure.
Like he definitely takes orders, right?
I think that Akbar, like, I can't even talk. Lando should take up the role that Akbar had. And Holdo, like, control the fleet, whereas the whole Resistance in general should be in charge of perhaps someone like Rose or Connix, along those lines. Because they've, like you said, they've they've been in the fight a bit longer, and also they've got a bit more understanding of what's going on. Obviously, Poe is probably the de facto, like, let's be realistic, it's probably who they're going to go for.
Yeah. And if you think about that, Poe, at least Lando knows Poe from when he was like a little baby, right? Wasn't that from Shattered Empire?
Yeah.
So he could be like, oh, dude, you're friends with my parents. That's chill. I'll listen to your advice this time.
In fact, speaking of Poe, there's been suggested rumors that Episode 9 will be filming on Yavin 4. Not actually on Yavin 4, but the place in London.
The real life man. Demand
them to film insane. On location at Yavin 4.
Insane.
Release date moved to 2055.
Oh, but, I love yeah. that.
I like the idea that like the Resistance might have taken up Poe's home and like this iconic monument to the rebellion struggle as its home base.
Well, they've got the sets.
Yeah, they do.
So, yeah, they've got the sets.
Also, it's cheaper.
Huzzah.
Yeah, that'd I'd be down. That'd be great.
So with Star Wars Episode 9, there has been a lot of rumors and news floating around that a new cast member has been added to the crew, and that's Carrie Russell. If you're not familiar with who Carrie Russell is, right now she's involved in a TV show called The Americans. It's really great. It's set during the 80s, during the whole Russian Cold War thing, and her character is this Russian spy, or like a sleeper agent from Russia that's in the United States. So it's a great TV show. She's a phenomenal actress. And of course, there's rumors that she will be in Star Wars Episode 9. Now, of course, with those rumors, it comes a lot of speculation. What do you guys think Carrie Russell's role will be in Episode 9?
Well, the only kind of, like, whisper of what she could be is that Variety mentioned something along the lines of it being an action-heavy role. I hope that it's for the Resistance. I hope that she can, you know, be on the cool guy's side, but I don't know. I really don't know what that, what to think. We're adding, I think it would make sense also since she worked with J.J. Abrams on the show Felicity. I mean, they already That's have like right. a working relationship. So it makes sense that he would want to go back to her because they're familiar with each other and they work pretty well together. But I have no idea, honestly. And that's kind of exciting for me. Does anybody have any actual like real speculation other than me being like, I don't know.
I mean, I've just seen what people have been throwing out there. And I've seen all sorts of things from... Yeah, like a Resistance cell leader to like a First Order personnel. Someone even put like a Knight of Ren situation.
Oh, I saw the Knight of Ren rumor, yeah.
Yeah, and there's the bottom of the bucket Ray's mom stuff. and then, gosh, I saw something. I'm pretty sure I saw something about a Poe Dameron love interest.
What?
I read that somewhere.
He already has one. It's Finn.
I know, right? I know. Tell JJ that. So yeah, I don't know. It's because yeah, it's been like almost everything under the sun that she could possibly be. I think I would also prefer a Resistance sort of situation.
What do you think?
I have no idea. I guess with these sort of castings, they're like such big names. I just tried not to think too deeply about it because I know, the less I know, like straight away, the more I can just sort of think about it in my mind for a bit. Well, she's a great actress. Hopefully, she doesn't have that flisty haircut. so keep JJ away from the snippers. I guess. Yeah, Resistance person would be kind of cool to have because every time we get introduced to a new Resistance sort of leader, they've been sort of a real, it's been like a real cool get. Like it's nice to have these new sort of characters that we love. And sadly, you know, like with Holdo and even with the older characters like Ackbar, they're gone. So it'd be cool to see some like new characters from different sides of the galaxy come up to fight the First Order. So maybe she's someone like Rose, who is, and Finn, who's from one of these planets we've never seen before, that joins the fight. And again, like, she knows a bit more about the First Order than perhaps some of the mainstream galaxy knows. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
One thing I like kind that. Of would hope for, which is like, because I just want to, you're right. When I was thinking about this when you said don't give her the Felicity haircut. I was like, stop giving white women bangs in Star Wars. But
I mean, I wouldn't go that far because I enjoy it.
I like bangs. I'm pro bangs. People look nice with them. But I would want her to be like, this is not going to happen because she's so recognizable. But I kind of would want her to be like an alien. And I don't mean like put her in a mask. I mean, make her like a Mirialan. I think that's how you pronounce it. The like Barriss Offee and like them, like, or maybe mm-hmm. like a Togruta or a Twi'lek, where you could still see her face and it's clearly her, but she's different.
Carrie Russell.
I want yeah. main characters to be freaking aliens, man.
Introducing Mrs. Greedo.
Mrs. Oh Greedo.
This time, she will shoot first.
What if Carrie Russell is playing Hera?
That'd oh be cool, God. But I feel like she was too young for it. Timeline-wise.
Mm. Maybe Twi'lek just aged more gracefully.
Damn.
It's possibly.
Damn, Hera.
Have you seen Cham Syndulla, though? Her odds are not good.
She gets it from her mom.
Yes, I hope so.
That's what we're sticking with.
She gets Frencher with age. Oh, oui, oui.
Oh man.
Jason, let's go fight to the
Is there anything you guys don't want Carrie Russell to be in particular?
Darth Maul. That'd be great though, wouldn't it?
I don't want her to take up so much of the spotlight that it derails from Rey's story or Finn's story or Poe's story, or Rose's or any of them. I really liked Laura Dern's role with Admiral Holdo in The Last Jedi. You know, she was a major character, but it didn't take up a lot of space. And in fact, she was used to help one of our own characters learn a lesson that would further their character development. Mm-hmm. So I don't want Carrie Russell to play somebody, whether that's on the Resistance or the First Order or in a flashback of some sort. I don't want her to portray somebody that is going to have such a main integral part in this story that it derails from everybody else. That's my only thing. Whatever she does, whether she is in the Resistance to help out or if she's in the First Order to cause some damage, I don't know. As long as she's not the sole focus.
Introducing Janet Mothma.
It would be kind of cool to like see her have like a Black Widow type role in episode 9, like where she's sort of like this assassin or like this resistance type undercover person that has spent a large portion of her time undercover within the First Order to gather intel, and then she gets the call from like General Leia to pull out and to rendezvous at their secret place, and then she shows up and she's like, okay, this is what we know about the First Order and this is what's happening inside. And then she could, okay, I have another speculation for episode 9. Everybody sit down, we're not done. Okay, so she reveals, hey, General Hux is fucking miserable right now. Kylo Ren's the big boss. He's a supreme leader. Hux really wanted it. He didn't get it. Kylo Ren's beating him up. Maybe if we talk to Hux and convince him to join our side, we can get a one-up victory on the First Order and really, really, really take them out from the inside. And then, like, what if Hux ends up helping the Resistance?
I feel like the danger there is that it kind of redeems his like fascist behavior.
Oh yeah.
In the last, so like, I think it's cool, but at the same time, I'm like wary of like, dude blew up all those planets. Like he meant that speech.
Oh like, yeah, yeah. He did a lot of bad. So it would have to be from like a prison cell or something.
Yeah, right. But, or like a reduced sentence. Well, I don't know. Yeah, like would Leia do that? Would the new? Because that's the sort of behavior that let the First Order flourish. If that makes sense. Like that's kind of the lesson they didn't learn.
Yeah, that's true. So unless, if Kerry Russell were to take on that persona of an undercover First Order person and, like, she's able to capture Hux and bring him in for questioning and they're able to get information that way, I don't know.
Well, if Poe actually learns the lessons from The Last Jedi, and like we see at the end of Episode 8 with Crate, what if he doesn't actually pilot a ship in Episode 9? Like, he's gone past that now. He has to take up the leadership mantle. And Kerry Russell plays the leader of the squadron. Like, she's the key pilot.
Oh, that would be cool. I'd like that.
Like Hera?
That's interesting.
Yeah, kind of. Like,
like Hera? Put her in toilet
makeup.
She's
not going to be Hera. Move on.
Put her in the cockpit.
I know.
This is my husband, Jason Syndulla.
Oh, my God.
And this is my mother-in-law. Oh, bonjour! Oh,
gosh.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool to have, like, a sort of a cool... Because we had, like, a few more female pilots, obviously, in Episode 8, but everyone dies, which is sad.
God.
Bring back Jess. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, bring back Jess Pava. Obviously, Snap will be back, because you can't keep a Snap down. Hopefully, he brings his two co-pilots, Crackle and Pop.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, the joke's not good enough.
Oh man, that was dad joke at its finest. That was excellent.
Like a tiger species called Tony.
Oh my gosh.
How are the shields doing, Tony?
They're great.
And that's why I think Kerry Russell will be playing Tony the Tiger.
You heard it here first. Spoilers. Oh my god. Oh man. So we have another little bit of stuff that we can also discuss today, and that is that we got a sneak peek at the art of the upcoming animated series Star Wars Resistance, which will premiere sometime this fall. And the image featured artwork from both the First Order crew and a sneak peek at what looks to be our new set of heroes. So what were you guys thinking when that came out?
I was really excited. Oh, sorry, Nikki. I was really excited about it. I know Star Wars posted an article sort of giving just a little bit more plot information. So I'm very curious to, like, I don't know. I'm just really excited about this. I love the Resistance. You know, any type of medium that focuses on the Resistance is, like, I'm going to gobble that up. So I'm genuinely excited about this.
Mm-hmm. Same. Animated Star Wars has yet to let me down, so I'm all in on this. The style looks really cool. Even some of those, like, there's like that red looking First Order. People are saying pilot, maybe, kind of speculation.
I'm saying Cardinal really cool. From the Phasma novel, because that's what I want. I want it to be Cardinal so freaking bad, because I had adored him so much, and if we get to see more of him, that seems like it would be the right time frame for him to still be around and living in Phasma's shadow. So I'm like, yeah, bring my baby back. That's another guy in the First Order who needs a serious hug, and that's Cardinal. Just a red trooper hug. Doing his best in the world.
I really like the design of it, the sort of anime look. Like Nikki said, Poe Dameron, obviously. Hearing Poe Dameron and Gwendolyn Christie, it just means a lot to me. I know, like, growing up, you know, a lot of actors didn't want to be involved in the show, so you always had, like, you had to make do with voice actors. And I don't mean, like, that in a negative way. I just mean, like, sometimes when a film is out, it'd be cooler to have those characters involved and have voice actors. So to hear Oscar Isaac and Gwendolyn Christie back is just cool. Like, I want to see, like, them delve into those sort of shenanigans and maybe find out a bit more about the First Order, a bit more of that resistance and the ground level. I know people keep getting annoyed because there's kids involved in this, which is crazy for a kid show. Who would have thought?
Imagine that.
But I'm really interested to see their point of view, like we saw with Rose and Paige, Tico and Finn. Like, these are all kids that, if you think about the mainstream Star Wars galaxy, they weren't even part of that because they were out on the outskirts on these other planets we don't know much about. So if we hear about that, that'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, I think just conceptually, this is, it's such a great time to tell a story where the violence is sort of like on a knife edge, and, you know, it's a real Cold War. Like, any, like, it makes the stakes really cool for the show, because sort of like any mess up could just screw everything up, and it's the resistance having to be like very sneaky with the way they're doing things. And I think that can definitely lead to some great stories.
Yes, I'm really excited about this show.
I am too. And I've been having this little debate, and I think that I've lost the debate officially, but in the background, in the background of the resistance side, there appears to be a greenish looking alien dude. And I want it to be a Rodian really bad, but it kind of looks like a Weequay the more I look at it. And I think one thing I was surprised about was that there didn't seem to be as many alien species on that resistance side. Since we got Hera and we got Zeb, a lot of humans over there. But it looks like a very multicultural cast, which is nice to see.
I agree.
I was looking at the art of it, and I was just kind of like got lost in it.
Yeah,
like,
are you team Rodian or team Weequay?
This is really nice. I'm hoping to see more alien creatures, and yes. I'm definitely hoping to see we get like more of a diverse cast going with it as well.
Yeah, definitely.
How long do you think the series could go on? Because, I mean, we've seen sort of multiple seasons from, you know, Clone Wars and Rebels. Do you think it has that sort of lifespan, or do you think it'll be like a more limited story?
Well, doesn't it take place before the events of The Force Awakens?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it could go for, I would say, as long as the Rebels, the Star Wars Rebels seasons went. I mean, just based on the timing, like if it takes place like where the resistance is sort of starting, and you have General Leia who's on the Senate and is trying to say, hey, I think this pocket of the First Order is very dangerous, we need to do something about it, and the Senate's like, nah fam, it's fine, and it could really delve into like the resistance starting up and, you know, being secretive with how they're doing it and making sure they're not messing up. It could go, I mean, I would say it probably as long as Rebels.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
I agree with Kristen. Yeah, definitely. And especially since there's a lot less filled out in that time period than we've gotten with the Rebels time period, there's a lot that they can explore. So I think that this has, I feel like this could go on for several seasons for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Although to be fair, they have to sort of deal with the Poe Dameron comic as well, which I think is like, what, a year before episode 7?
Yeah. Something like that.
So maybe like it leads up to the Poe Dameron comic maybe?
Ooh, interesting.
Or at least, like, you know, or it could do the same thing where, like Rebels did with the other films, where it goes around certain events or something. But I feel like if they're going to build up to, if the films are going to be the mainstay, they're going to build, maybe they'll just introduce elements from the book into, you know, into the cartoon. But either way, it'll be really cool to see what they do. Really cool to see other characters that, obviously, I mean, it'd be foolish not to have Hondo in there.
Like,
those sort of characters, they're gonna be in it. So I'm interested to see. You don't want Hondo back.
I know that this is gonna sound completely wrong to a lot of people. I know I'm gonna get a lot of "What are you talking about?" But
mm-hmm.
I have been done with Hondo since the Clone Wars. I feel like we've gotten enough Hondo. And he's been used in such hokey ways in like Rebels and stuff so many times that I'm just like, ugh, why? It's gotta be good Hondo. And I'm there's a lot of not good Hondo for me. I know, that's hurtful.
Next topic.
I hear it. And with that, Claire is no longer a member of the Imperial Senate podcast.
Have fun on the Patreon.
We're relegating you. We're subbing you.
I'm sorry.
No, of course it's. We all got those characters. We just sometimes you just don't care about Dash Rinder. I hate Dash Rinder.
Well, we've talked about this, Charlie. That's my favorite character in all of Star Wars. So how dare you? kidding.
Yeah, but I'm a white man, so my opinion means more.
You're right. You're so right.
Is that okay? Yeah, cool. By the way, just in case anyone thinks I'm being serious, I am not. Claire is clearly better than me. You don't need a degree to work that out.
I mean, no, but okay.
I mean, no. Come on, let's be honest. My opinions are flawed, as you could see by the Hondo argument.
Just well, to really, I will agree with you there. The Hondo argument, you and I won't agree on.
Just to really keep going on the Hondo thing, really quick.
Oh, God.
How old would he be? Because I don't know what the Weequay lifespan is, but like,
yeah, I don't know.
Dang, dude, be in a wheelchair or a hover chair by the Resistance time, because he was already getting up there for Rebels.
Hello, my friends, and he just falls off on a
hover chair. Maybe he also needs a pimp cane like Lando.
Exactly.
Matching.
Get
pimp
every
cane,
Star Wars
BFS.
Character a pimp cane.
It's like episode
D2.
Episode one is it Kazuda? Is that the name of the main character? Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Episode one is him delivering Hondo's meal on wheels.
Thank you, my friend.
Just a delivery boy, drafted by the Resistance.
Amazing.
Do you think that the story for one last question? Do you think that the story threads from Rebels will appear in Resistance?
I think it has to in some way, like maybe like a background type thing. I think there has to be some small mention of it and sort of like what all happened with the rebellion and potentially Lethal during that time period. So I think Rebels has to be acknowledged in some way.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't be opposed or, you know, surprised if it came up. But I also feel like there's still another, like, 3D animation series cooking somewhere. And I would wonder how much of the Rebel stuff would be saved for that.
That is a good point. Because there are so many storylines that were left so wide open that I am... as somebody who's a paying customer to Disney who demands they meet all my needs, I need some of those storylines filled out. Sorry, I hate myself just saying that. But
we all hate ourselves a little today.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it goes. But yeah, that is a very interesting point. I could see some of those being wrapped up in this Resistance show, especially if some of those characters do come back from, you know, the outer reaches of the galaxy. I feel like they would not be the kind of people who would avoid the fight if they get back, you know, which could lead to them coming back in Resistance. But yeah, there is that other animated show just hanging out there. They're not giving us any information about, and I could definitely see that being the subject of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
But yeah, and we have one last bit of personal news for the Imperial Senate podcast. And if that our amazing, wonderful artist Sissy, who can be found on the Twitter at Mars West, at Mars West, I believe it's spelled MARSWEST. And she has updated our artwork once again. And now my face is on it. So, ha, yes. You'll have to look at my ugly mug all the time, which is exciting.
Beautiful face, Claire.
Oh, thanks, darling. But, and since we have a new logo, we will very soon have new merch up on the Tee Public page. So if you want a shirt or tote bag or coffee mug or whatever the heck else they sell, there's quite a bit with our faces on it, you will soon be in luck. So that's cool.
Literally, as we're talking, I've just submitted it online so you can buy it now.
Oh, cool. Go buy a picture with our faces on it.
Frame if you want to buy a tapestry with our name on it, with our faces on it.
You can get a tapestry on TeePublic?
I'm telling you, yes, you can. With your face.
Oh my god. All my dreams are coming true.
But where do we buy that? Is it teepublic.com/ the Imperial Senate podcast?
I bet it is.
It has to be.
Let me double check. Yeah, no, it's www.teepublic.com/ the Imperial Senate podcast. And you can find us there. Well, our faces anyway. We've got our normal shirt, and we've also got our Do You Want to Build a Death Star t-shirt, which is still up there. And we'll have some new designs, obviously, in the upcoming weeks. And remember, if you want to get stickers from us, that's the place to go to.
Because who doesn't love stickers with our faces on it?
I know I do.
But yeah, as we are kind of reaching the end of our time for today, I'm just going to throw this out. Where can the good people of the internet keep up with all of you fine individuals?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. My at handle is Kristen K. Bates. I also post articles from time to time on mediums like Nerdist and very recently StarWars.com. So look out for that soon, maybe. I don't know. I got to pitch some more ideas. And yeah.
All right. How about you, Nikki?
Yeah, if you want to hang out with me on Twitter, you can find me at Naquicious, which is NAQUICIOUS. And also, actually, you know what? I'm not even going to plug Facebook anymore because I barely go on that stuff. So talk to me on Twitter and I will be happy to engage. To sound very robotic, I will engage with you in typing.
Engage.
Yes. I look forward to any conversation.
How about you, Charlie?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at CMWASHBY, unless you're a fascist, because I probably blocked you. you can also find me on Instagram at CharlieMWAshby. Where else can you find me? I've got a new podcast coming out. Well, an old podcast that's returning. How's Annie? So if you'd like Twin Peaks, you can listen to us there.
Maybe what I'll do, since I haven't seen Twin Peaks, is maybe you can be my guide through Twin Peaks as I watch it for the first time.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you can watch it along with us.
That sounds lovely.
Or catch up with our first series, which came out last year. And then you'll be up to date, so you can listen to the new series.
Yes.
Claire. Where can we find you? And also, if we wanted to hear your voice, talk about, I don't know, background characters in the Star Wars universe, where could we find you for that?
Well, it's funny that you ask. Actually, I'm going to stop doing that voice. I hate it.
keep going.
If you become a patron to the Imperial Senate podcast Patreon page, you can catch my Patreon exclusive show, Data Bank Discussions, where I have a special guest on, and we talk about a background character from Star Wars that they love and gives them the warm fuzzies inside. And it's a good time, just diving deep into the character, their background in-universe and out of it, and why they are lovable. So it's a good time. But also, you should just subscribe to the Patreon because it's fun, and there's going to be a lot of cool content up there other than Data Bank Discussions. So that's fun. And
very
then,
fun.
Yes. And, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CStribs. And you can also catch the Imperial Senate on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at the at Imp Senate Pod on Twitter, correct?
Yes.
And the Imperial Senate Pod on Instagram.
Yes.
And then you can just search our name on Facebook and you'll probably find us, unless there's some posers out there, in which case, like us instead.
Yes.
Oh my god. Yes.
I had a stroke.
Oh my god.
It's the Mark Hamill episode, guys. Go watch it. It's great.
It's been so long. Yeah, so with that, we're going to wrap up this episode of the Imperial Senate podcast. So thank you so much for listening, everybody, and may the Force be with you.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Dissolve the council permanently. The last remnants.